L-E-T-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This episode, sponsored by Little Sleepies. Parents, when your kids ask to put their pajamas on before it's even bedtime, you know you've found something special. That's the magic of Little Sleepies. Made from Lunalux, their signature buttery soft bamboo viscose, Little Sleepies are unbelievably soft, breathable, and stretchy enough to fit longer as your little ones grow. With adorable prints and matching styles for the whole family, they're perfect for bedtime stories, movie nights, Saturday morning cartoons, and all the cozy moments in between. From the first yawn of the evening to weekend cuddles on the couch, Little Sleepies makes family time feel even softer. Visit littlesleepies.com, that's littlesleepies.com, and discover why families can't get enough of Little Sleepies.
Oh, Punjabi!
No. There's only one way. There's only one way we are starting. There's only one way that the podcast should start.
Okay.
This time.
Go on.
And it was something that happened.
What happened?
It's something that happened while we were between obviously the last podcast and this one.
Well, that was 3 years ago.
No. last month's one.
Right.
And this one. Yeah. And that was. There was a very important speech.
Speech?
And I wrote down the opening three words of the speech. And right. I thought, this is the best way to start the Brownlow next time.
Is it motivational? Is it in Hindi? Is it with an accent? Is it in character? I've got so many thoughts right now, Kej.
Shall I tell you what language it's in?
Oh, yeah, go on.
In case if you don't get it.
Telugu.
It's Punjabi.
Oh, you're going to do an opening link to the podcast in Punjabi?
Yeah.
Can we have some subtitles?
I'm eating kulfi, by the way. We're at Kunshan's.
Yeah. Okay. And it's my best impression as well. You'll know who it is.
Come on in.
Ready? So let's pretend we're starting again.
Okay, but so you're doing an impression of a person?
Yeah, because the words that he chose to use.
Okay, Punjabi person. He's going to do an impression of him. I think we're going with Keith Singh. We're either going to go Mithe Ganne.
Why is that your default Punjabi person?
It's always
that. Who else can he do?
Janni Fumalab. That's the next one.
Okay. All the bets are coming in. All the bets are coming in.
Apanasangi, Sardar Gill. Okay. Or you're going to go Bamra.
Okay. All right.
Go on him. Here we go.
Ready?
Ladies and gentlemen, Gajinder Singh.
Don't make me laugh. No, I was focused. Okay, ready? Okay, here we go. Stop it. I've got to focus now. Okay. Right. Punjabiyo!
That's it.
Ki hove!
Oh, yeah.
Chardi garajo!
Why did I not do that?
This is the only way we are starting this podcast.
No, because he's obviously that was, ladies and gentlemen, that was Kej's impression of Narendra Modi, Prime Minister of India. And,
oh my God!
But he does it in that nasal way. I watched it, and I thought, okay.
What so was that in aid of, by the way?
No, he went out to address.
He was addressing the Punjabi people in Punjab somewhere
because he's got that kind of mitaron. Yeah, yeah. That kind of and all a bit nasal. He goes Punjabi.
And before that, Jeremy Kalar, the only time I heard it is in a Bhangra song. So I thought he was about to sing a Bhangra song.
So the
translation of Chardi Kala.
I love Chardi Kala. Yeah, it's a lovely phrase. It means to keep climbing, like to climb, to ascend. So even in the face of adversity, you are Chardi Kala. Like so, how are you? I'm improving. And it doesn't mean everything's plain sailing. It's very clearly doesn't mean that.
So if someone said to you, "Kidda Baji," you can reply with
"Brav Chardi Kala, man."
If you're going up an escalator,
you could, or if you're climbing a rainbow, then you're Chardi Kala. I don't know, maybe. Yeah. No, but you're right. The idea is that Actually, Zach, it's a very you phrase, because you'd be like, getting on with it, bruv.
Getting on with it. Right.
Oh, okay. But it's like, it's a combination of you and Jag's Climax, because right. Jag's Climax, DJ, is very, very positive. He's one of the most positive people I know. Mm. Bruv, you just got to keep going, innit?
Yeah, you got to keep going.
Just got to keep smashing it. You just don't give up. Never give up. Don't stop. I'm proud of you, bruv. Mm. He does all that. Aggressive love. Mm. I love it. So he's very much Jada Dikala. Like, right. let's just keep progressing. It's funny that you picked up on that as well, because I remember seeing the clip and I thought it was up there with when the Gordy politicians go assalamu alaikum and they just make a right hash of
namaste.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But
he really gave it the full. Like, and that's, you know, that's what we always say. If you're going to do it, just give it the full welly.
Yeah, yeah.
And he gave it the full welly and then some.
Yeah.
And someone made it into a dance track as well, which was brilliant.
Yes. Yes,
did they?
Yeah, it was made into a dance track.
And look, I don't want to jinx myself. Just random one. We weren't even going to mention this, but tomorrow I'm interviewing Afsana Khan. Afsana Khan, who's a singer. She's it's a bad tune. It's the Sandu guy, Hardy Sandu.
What is this song?
Anyway, they just told me
that's London to Mock, that, bro.
But that's how the little breakdown riff in it goes as well. It's a wicked song. Titlina is literally a wicked song. Great video.
That reminded me of a joke.
But I got to interview her in all Punjabi tomorrow.
It's a Tommy Sandu production.
They go, are you all? They go, Afsana Khan will not speak in English. Can you do the whole interview? I went, sorry, we really want you to do it, but can you do it all in Punjabi? Because now they're worried that you won't. I went, I'm in a Punjabi on the arm. So I'm going to just
go for it. And this time without any producers.
Without no producers.
Can you imagine?
And just there, just with them. So that's going to happen.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, great. Thank you very much.
Let's see how that goes.
What were you going to say?
A comedy sketch.
What was the joke that didn't remind you of?
Because there was a mother who had triplets, and she named them Tim, Tom, and Tat. And so when it was time to feed them, she would have Tim on one and Tom on the other bosom. And then she would realise there would be no tit for tat.
That was all right. Probably one of the better ones.
Yeah, that was quite good. Thanks,
that was quite good.
Thank you. Okay.
Quit your day job, though. That was
Tommy
funny.
Tommy liked it.
You know why?
A comedian
you know what? You know why? I love like tits, willies, bums, fannies. I love all that.
Jokes.
Anything stupid like that.
Yeah, it's
anything
it's a
good wobbly bits. One. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's just childish. It was
funny, okay. Yeah.
But I think it's important. It's important to always be childish, be fun, and sometimes be the person that creates the fun.
Yeah.
This one, DJ Satchi.
DJ Satchi.
His little creation that he did through his artistry of DJing has gone viral. Satch, you tell
him. Say it correctly. Viral.
What went viral?
It went viral. And also, at the same time it went viral, I got sent a similar clip. So I got a bit confused. I was like, what was going on here? Satch just sent me something like this.
Yeah.
And somebody else sent me something like this. But what was the something like this that we're talking about?
It was basically a wedding that I was DJing at. Just this weekend gone.
Yeah.
And I did a... it was like the groom's entrance, the barat.
Yeah.
And I was DJing at that. They hired
Hold a minute. Huh? They're getting DJs to now... They're getting DJs to DJ the entry...
Play them in to the venue?
No, wow. Yeah. So
no, but you were outside.
What was the venue?
Wow, so how do you start? Where do you start?
It was the Kempton Fitzroy in Bloomsbury Square.
Right. So where
lovely
do you,
hotel.
Where would you, so you have a little booth set up outside?
No, there was, we were on a, like a vehicle with speakers on it, like a sound truck.
That's new, isn't it?
So who booked?
I've never seen that.
You can get one of them.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're on the
four
outside.
Speakers.
On the,
yeah. I'm in the middle of the
so
truck.
It's like a trailer thing.
The truck's in front of the groom.
Yeah.
The groom's like in his wedding car and all the people around the truck and the car.
Wow, I've never seen that. Okay.
That is great.
Yeah, it is
great. Yeah,
because in like I said, in Canada they do like food trucks and lots more
they
outdoor-y
had, like,
stuff.
They had like people with tequila shots and all of it. It was incredible. Okay. It was like literally, London stopped. It was a rave for this guy's entrance.
Wow,
a few hundred people. There.
Sorry to interrupt, Karen.
Great. So you're playing outside this lovely venue.
Yeah, I was playing right outside the venue. So we basically started at the back of the venue and we did like a lap of the, we circled round the side.
So your thing moved
to the front.
Yeah,
it moved. Yeah, it was like a procession.
Have you done that before? You did it in a movie?
I have, but it's always been like on a closed area. So like imagine like a hotel that's like in a car park or in a ground.
Yeah.
Is there balancing issues?
This was, balancing. I mean, the balancing thing is definitely a problem because you don't know when it's going to start and stop. And I was kind of giving like the driver some, you know, slow down, speed up, because obviously he can't see what's happening behind. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, so you might have left them
behind. Because they all stop and then start raving.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, wait, let them come forward a bit and all of it. So there's
did
all
random
of that
people join in.
Your DJ, the whole of London joined in. There was just randoms from all over the place filming, jumping in,
brilliant,
having a good time, you know, high-fiving the groom, high-fiving me. The amount of people that came up to me and asking for like a business card.
Oh, really?
While I was DJing. And literally, I was DJing. There was door players there. And that was it. It was literally a party for about... Do you know that, how many police went past?
Wow.
And I was slightly pooing it a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, they can't really do much.
No,
well,
they
of course they can.
Because you're causing it. You're causing all
that.
But
I've got to tell you, the wedding staff, like, you know, all the planners and the hotel security made it so smooth. They literally stopped the procession where it needed to stop, let traffic pass, so there was no one horning, and do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone that was there was literally just like standing and stopped. Whatever they were doing, they stopped and they were just looking at what was happening. And do you know what? In a weird sort of way, I was a bit like, I don't know how this is going to go down. It might go viral and be like, you know, this is like something for, you know, people to kick off about.
Yeah.
It wasn't like it was the opposite.
Well, it's funny because it happened literally on the same day as like the record number of migrants came on the boat.
Oh, was it?
They probably went, so look at these lot. They're dancing their way into the country.
They got off the boat and then they attended this wedding.
And they put them in a lovely hotel.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this is the thing that other...
It wasn't that.
You've just connected the dots there.
And you know what? All of these, I mean, you know, big up Ravi and Sheena. They were both from New York. And the whole family and friends, everyone was from America. It was wild. There was no British people there. Okay. They were all American.
How come they got married here?
Because they just really like London. The groom actually loves a butter chicken and he went to Gymkhana to have a butter chicken and then he just loved London. That was it.
Wow. That's the power of food. And actually, let me just say, combine two things there.
Yeah.
Because that right there is a desi thing to do. There's no other culture.
Yeah.
I don't think. I'm trying to think maybe the Mexicans. But you don't see no processions of any other wedding. Mm. You don't see nobody else sort of flaunting. When I say flaunting, it's going to sound almost negative, but pushing their culture, their music, their food, their style of being more than
Desi's. Yeah, full bindas.
When we go, Desi's are going to picnic, they're taking their own food. They're not like, picnic in England, maybe everyone should eat sandwiches. Yeah. They're like, no, we're going to take our pronto. We're from ever since day one, you take your own food. Maybe look, everyone maybe does that, takes their own food. If you are Polish, you'll take Polish snacks or whatever.
Yeah. He was eating popcorn in the car park when I got there.
Yeah, I was just feeling peckish in the car, so I've had mine.
Yeah, and we're coming into the restaurant here to eat at Gungeon's. And I'm like, why is he snacking on popcorn? But there's nothing
that's
to
just
it.
Kedge, yeah.
If you want to snack on popcorn, you go for it.
But like, Desi takeovers.
But Desi takeovers are the one. And even now, this week, I've just been filming today and yesterday. It's National Curry Week in like October, but they're filming.
You started already?
Yeah, but they're on the filming now.
Like
a little competition, actually hosted by me and Richard Blackwood. That was quite nice to do.
Oh, amazing.
So, because
why is he hosting?
Yeah,
for a few reasons. He's one quarter Indian, which he's very proud of, so he wants to do the curry thing. But also, this year's Curry Week was celebrating Malaysian curry.
He's basically like
Thai
curry. He's basically Korean like the curry. Ochi in the curry.
He's the what?
He's like the lychee in the curry.
What's the lychee?
In terms of percentage, the lychee.
The lychee. Probably no. 25%. There's not 25% lychees in a curry.
Oh yeah, no.
I'd say your onions. Your onions.
No. Onions is key.
It's key.
Richard Black was not key to the Indian culture.
No, but I'll be saying what part of him is Indian?
No, I'm just trying to break it down in the same fraction of.
Yeah, so 25% of a dish would be.
What's 25? What is 25% of a curry dish?
If you like, so just now we had the
coriander.
We had your paneer dish.
No.
We had your paneer dish just now, right? Yeah. That you had like that dry, dry, that kind of sweet, sticky.
Oh, like that was like a chili paneer. Yeah,
chili paneer, a bit sweet and soury, and that is, I'd say that is 70% paneer, and probably about 25% peppers and onions. Peppers and onions.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that would be it. So anyway. Okay. Why do you see? You lure me into this nonsense rabbit hole, and then I got a word. And then I realized, why did I even indulge in that? Why don't I go? Who cares?
Because
he's hosting it. Because he's a host. Yeah. And that's it. So yeah, we had a good laugh, didn't we? But you realize that the curry food. I mean, the fact that curry is in the West Indies, it's in Jamaica and places like that, and they call it roti.
It's because our mob were there.
Our mob were there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And even like the way our spices have influenced. And again, you can go back even further and say, oh, they weren't all Indian spices. I'm not getting to that. What I'm trying to say is, but Indians now very much like they put their, like you're a prime example. You put your masala in everything.
Yeah.
You know, like, so, and then here they are, like, well, we're going to do a barat. We need to tell everybody that we arrived. Let's tell the whole of central London. Somebody was in a rush that day. And they went, what's going on? There's 150 Indians in the street.
No, but the thing is, we didn't stop. No, there was no, that we didn't.
Because you were still on the pavement.
Yeah, we were on the pavement. Oh, and no, we were still going down the road. Yeah. But like it was, there was space for loads of traffic to go. But it wasn't like a main busy road. Yeah. There was one part where the procession had to basically... where the procession had to basically pull up at the front of the hotel and they must have stopped traffic for 30 seconds.
Right.
That was it. And everything carried on as normal.
Fair enough.
Honestly, it went really well. And again, you know, if I had a, you know, quid for every time someone sent me that video, because I think the whole world has sent me that. Brilliant. Saying,
everyone's seen it, Satch.
Everyone's, like, you know, saying, this is so cool. And do you know what? In a weird sort of way, after I sort of finished DJing it, I thought back and I was like, do you know what? That was pretty special.
Because
I know there's going to be so much more footage. I mean, I just posted a reel just now on my Instagram, but there were so many content creators and videographers and this. By the way, content creators at weddings, it's probably more of them than guests now.
Yeah, but that's how you got to do it, bruv. Oh, that's how you got to be.
What,
that's
actual official content makers?
Yeah.
What
do
you
mean? Like every, no,
every, be on everyone's timeline.
Every supplier has got a content creator, which I didn't know. But Kedge, can you want to come with me to the next wedding and
I might have to, you know.
Create some content? Yeah, I'm looking for a content.
Are you actually?
Well, I think it's just the in thing to do now, isn't it?
I'll find you someone.
Can you come?
No.
You'll fit in.
No. Wait, no, he's a big time now. Tell him where you've been, Kedge.
No, I was in LA, but talking about... No, but talking about Desi Takeovers, can I tell you what I saw on Venice Beach?
Venice Beach?
Hilarious. I thought if you two were here, we would have wet ourselves. Saturday morning, Sunday morning, on Venice Beach, where everyone's like, you
working
know...
Working out,
like
buff,
working out, running, you know, all of this surfing, blah, 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 blah. The biggest Hare Krishna parade.
What?
They've got tents.
They knew you were in
town. They've got floats.
On the beach.
They've got floats.
On the beach.
Every Sunday on the Venice Beach walkway promenade, they've got Hare Krishna, murtis, everything. It's like a proper. Wow. They've got a museum thing going on there. The free Kana Huna is unbelievable.
But do you remember, like, it's not their season. It's like Gaudi Hare Krishna people.
Well, yeah. It's
Hare Krishna. It's that main.
Did you go?
I just only thought there was
I just saw it from a distance.
Oh, why didn't you go?
No. I
didn't. Why didn't you go?
No.
I would love it if Kedge should go down and they just...
I mean, you're from Watford. There's a Monday facing the
Messiah. Yeah, Messiah is here.
Yeah,
he's
actually brown. He's come from head office.
They look at the picture they're holding and it's Kedge's face.
He's come to check operations from the Bhaktivedanta Manor in Hertfordshire.
You should have gone into the water when they were coming closer, just kind of walked out of the water and just kind of, brother, you're going to fleece them.
You're going to fleece the temple.
I know.
I'm just saying.
I know.
They would have just given
I've come to collect all the charity that you've been raising.
We cannot say that. That's great. That's the last place I
know, right? Who would have thought that Hare Krishna takes over Venice Beach? Oh, it was unbelievable. So I thought I had to share that with you guys.
So what were you doing in the Los Angeles?
I was there for just a bit of work. We were doing some stuff with Apple TV and TFI Unplugged with Chris Evans, and it was pretty mental. So yeah, we were
very nice.
We were in the Four Seasons Hotel and
lovely
on,
in Beverly
on.
Hills, and and we were just hanging out with the cast of Ted Lasso,
yes,
Jason Sudeikis, Hannah Waddingham, Juno Temple, and Brendan Hunt.
Nobody knows.
I don't watch Ted Lasso. I think that's the other thing I discovered as well.
But it's strange because it's a football show.
No, but it's not about football. No, that's
like
the thing.
It's
not about football. It's and that's why a lot of people who like football don't watch it.
None of those shows ever are.
Can I just say something? If you're feeling a bit down, just watch. Just put any episode of Ted Lasso on. You'll feel, honestly, it's brilliant.
Do you know what puts me off?
Go on.
American people speaking about football.
But it's sad, it's not really
I'd
about
rather
football.
Watch something called Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso is got to happen.
Did
Lasso.
He's a chef.
We should be giving away these
that's
ideas.
The character.
Come on,
where are the content creators? There's got to be some guy who wants to do Did Lasson. Come
just,
on.
Bro, even if you get a million views off of it, just as it being a spin-off, it might be a letter put.
Just literally
but what is, what
pay
is,
us
okay,
£10 so for that idea. Did Lasson. So that would happen on the radio tomorrow.
In the story of Ted Lasso,
need to be back
what
in
is
the radio
Ted Lasso
course.
Doing? He's just so manager of...
So he becomes, basically, he gets called over to Richmond FC, who's been owned by this man who then basically gets divorced. gets divorced. Hannah, so he leaves the football in Hannah Wanningham's name. And Hannah, just to, because obviously she's just gone for this divorce, she wants to really annoy him and you know, she wants to ruin this club. So she hires this clown of a guy from America who's an American football coach.
Yeah.
And he comes over and he basically then has no idea about football or soccer. And she thinks, oh, well, this is going to be brilliant. He's going to actually
ruin it. Yeah.
But actually, because he's just such a nice guy,
yeah,
he manages to do really well.
He almost Mr. Beans it. Like,
Mr. Beans it, yeah. And that's the so it's a very nice sort of story.
Is it about football then?
Yeah, it is. The background is obviously football because he's coaching a men's
there you team. Go. So did lesson yeah. Right? Kabaddi team, washed up, has been Kabaddi champion from back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Or what other?
No, you couldn't say
cricket.
The team is that they're not washed up, but they're struggling to find fitness. They're always getting tired too quickly. They can never last the full distance, right? And then Did Lusson comes in, because what Did Lusson does is he brings the new diet into this Kabaddi team, which is infused with Lusson.
Right,
and
garlic.
That's the secret.
Garlic is
magic,
the key, yeah.
Because it restores all your chemical imbalance.
I mean, I love garlic.
Exactly. And it restores all your imbalance in your gut, your microbiome. And Did Lusson is an undercover doctor, but they don't know he becomes a Kabaddi manager.
Brilliant. And he has all this wisdom, and they're called Lessons in Life.
That sounds like a shit program, didn't it?
No. I'm going to sell this to Apple. This is unbelievable.
Wait, it's my idea. Yeah.
No, we're all in it. We've got to find. Who plays Did Lusson? Who plays Did Lusson? I think Ishan Akbar will be good.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think Ishan Akbar will be good because you need someone who's a bit funny, a bit quirky, who could do that. He's acted a bit.
I was thinking Sukhwinder Singh, the singer.
Hey! But do we want to make it musical?
Talking of who could play Did Lusson?
Yeah.
Look to your left. Woo! Yeah. The owner of the restaurant, Peter Kunchan, ladies and gentlemen. How you doing? I shouldn't call you Peter Kunchan. I don't know why I said that.
I always
say that. It's your store name. How are you, Pete? Food was great. Food was great.
Thank you.
It has been a while. We'll do a little pause for a minute. Should we do a little pause?
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This episode sponsored by Little Sleepies. Parents, when your kids ask to put their pajamas on before it's even bedtime, you know you've found something special. That's the magic of Little Sleepies. Made from Lunalux, their signature buttery soft bamboo viscose, Little Sleepies are unbelievably soft, breathable, and stretchy enough to fit longer as your little ones grow. With adorable prints and matching styles for the whole family, they're perfect for bedtime stories, movie nights, Saturday morning cartoons, and all the cozy moments in between. From the first yawn of the evening to weekend cuddles on the couch, Little Sleepies makes family time feel even softer. Visit littlesleepies.com, that's littlesleepies.com, and discover why families can't get enough of Little Sleepies.
So I think Did Lusson, Ishan Akbar, it's got to be.
He's
a bit funny.
Comedic.
I think he's got that kind of look, you know, because you wouldn't expect him
who
to be.
Who are you going, Tommy? Who do you say?
I thought it'd be someone like Sukhwinder Singh. I thought more Desi.
You're thinking more like musical as
well.
Yeah,
like comedy musical.
Are we going musical sort of series?
I just thought of funny sort of quirky, I can imagine someone like him.
Yeah, he would be quite funny.
Because he is quirky as a person.
Like a little bit like Willy Wonka.
Yeah. And he's sort of got this kind of performery, showbizy side to him, so he might not be the typical manly choice for a Kabaddi team. Is it a Kabaddi team or is it a cricket team?
I quite like Kabaddi, just bringing a different sport.
Then I think if it's
four.
Kabaddi, it needs to be like an older person, Kedge. Yeah. Like an older...
Okay. Go on, like...
Okay. I don't know, I'm thinking like you know...
Maybe a washed out...
Chandni from a LARP again.
But that kind of figure.
Okay, yeah,
you know what I mean? It's got to be an old...
Yeah,
someone
yeah.
we all look up at.
You know who else? Sonny Deol.
Who?
Sonny Deol.
Sonny Deol?
Yeah.
I think he's a bit too hench. He looks like he's...
No, but that's what I mean, because now he's like... Because he used to do it, doesn't do it anymore, doesn't have that flexibility, but he still knows. And also, you know, Sonny did Deol. He's like, he just goes.
God damn it, you've done it again. You've lured me down this trap of talking about Ted Lasson. It's never going to happen, Kedge.
Never going to happen.
Okay, you've got to grow up.
I quite liked it.
I'm going to be 50 in 3-4 months, yeah. Whatever it is.
Ted Lasso, by the way, has his coach, who's known as Coach Beard. Coach Beard. He's got a big beard. Oh. So what would we have, Coach?
Oh,
Ramdev.
Would we have a Coach Beard? Would Ramdev. We have a coach?
Yeah, yeah.
Coach Daddy.
I think it has to be Ramdev. He can do all the yoga moves, everything. He's the man.
Coach Daddywala. Okay. Fine.
Swami Ramdev, the guy, the stomach melody.
Baba Ramdev.
I don't know who's that. Who was it?
You don't know who Baba Ramdev. He always was orange.
Why are you saying Baba like that? You want to make me laugh because I don't know if this is a religious figure now.
No, he sells tea. Why are you saying Baba? Wait, say it again.
That's because how he is. It's not Baba, is it?
We'd say Baba.
Baba Ramdev.
Baba Ramdev.
Baba Ramdev.
Yeah.
It could be him.
It sounds like some.
He's a businessman. Yeah.
That's a good shout.
Yeah.
So Coach Daddywala. Yeah.
Okay. Well, right. Look out. Please pitch Ted Lasson.
If any creators out there want to make a little quick skits,
I can write a one episode for you. Easy. They like the idea. So look, I've got a spin off.
Where would it be filmed?
Where will it be filmed?
It's in Richmond. You've got to be Southall, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hounslow.
Yeah. Yeah. Alberton.
Okay.
Right. All right, I'll be spending the next few weeks writing a draft. You know what? I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to. I want to write more.
We'll bring him.
You know, this is the only reason I miss radio for doing, because we would have by now. Yeah. We would have made five episodes.
For the radio. Yeah, and we would have remixed the song.
Remixed the theme music.
We would have the theme music.
It would have been brilliant.
I'd have made something by now. Yeah. We would have played it out. Yeah, it'd have been.
The theme tune we would have had.
Yeah,
We would have cast the actress as well. Someone from Radio 2, Annika Rice. Do you know what I mean? To be our Hannah Waddingham.
He's falling down the rabbit hole. Look at him. He's
my mind.
His mind is going on. Did you see it? Yeah, he's standing. He's just looking around.
Let me tell you something. Right? I know now. I mean, I'm self-diagnosed like about a gazillion other people. I know my ADHD is definitely in effect, right? It's the reason why I talk fast and the reason why I am the way I am. So what happens when you do stuff like this, right? You idiots, right?
Yeah.
You say it and now I'm going... Yeah, and listen. Lessons in life is
lessons in life is brilliant.
Right, I just imagine. I can picture the flipping scene, and it's dangerous, Kedge. When I picture something, it means it's going
to
happen.
I love
right?
it.
So it's very right. So
why do you think it was so easy to produce?
I just got to get it in my head. So I saw him kind of saying to the others, like, "Look, we're a team." And then he gets a bulb of garlic, lesson, and he breaks it and he goes, "Look, some big, some small, some skinny, some this." Yeah. But see this stem in the middle? Yeah. They all holds them all together. And that's me. And these are you guys. I know you're all different, but together, I'm here to bring us back together.
One bulb. Yeah. Not enough flavor in the madar paneer. One bulb of garlic.
A bulb is the whole bulb. A bulb is all of them together.
One of them?
Segment, I don't know.
No, I thought it was a bulb. Anyway, but all of it together.
Yes.
The mutti.
Yeah.
And together we're a force.
Yeah.
And that's how your matar paneer tastes banging.
Yeah.
Together. The lesson all together.
And we know garlic makes a big difference to a dish as well.
There you go.
Lessons in life. Did lesson coming to not to
lesson
a TV
breath.
Show.
One of the offensive tactics.
Yeah. Huh?
One of the lesson breath.
They all offensive. Just smell of it. Yeah. And he mixes it with the metti, and when they start sweating, the metti sweats.
Okay, so Kedge has been in LA. I've been doing weddings.
Well done, Satch. That's not enough.
And Tommy, you've been. What have you been doing?
What have you been doing
since the last episode?
Should we do that? Because like, that was a thing in Ted Lasso. He asked all the cast. What did you do?
Moved on.
Since the last episode.
Yeah.
What have you done in 10 seconds?
Oh,
quick run through.
Okay, Satch.
Oh, my brother's been here with the Dubai family, so we've been doing a lot of family meetups and dinners and stuff. The other thing is this heat wave's pissing me off. And the final thing is I've been farming.
Woo! Wow! So much to unpack in that. So much.
Farming?
Should we pick on farming first?
What do we do?
Let's address it first.
Yeah, okay. I know the heat's going to piss him off. It always pisses him off.
No, but like, come on. The other day, I went out for a walk. And do you know when it was just a few chata of rain falling on
that's
me?
That's a good word. That's a good, good
and
right.
And do you know what? Like, I was in my shorts and t-shirt. And I was like, this actually feels nice that there's a little sprinkle of rain just as I'm walking. Yeah. I loved it. I was just like, it's been 3 months. I don't think we've had rain.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But that's okay, Saj.
I wake up every day, open my curtains. The grass looks so dooky.
Yeah, it does. Sokka.
Saj, two desi words in the space of like 10 seconds. What's going on?
It's that Bharat, mate. Is it Duolingo? Changed me. It's the Bharat.
Is he on Duolingo?
Flipping Bharat, mate.
He's changed me. He's dancing the streets with brown people and that's
wow,
it now.
That's it. He thinks he's flipping Gujarati now.
No, but like, so yeah, that, I mean, that's just dumb, mate. And I tell you what, when, you know, it is really hot, sleeping at night is a bit of a problem.
Yeah, it's a problem.
The fan don't do anything.
No, the fan is just hot air.
The day this podcast comes out, it's going to be like a record temperature.
Thursday, Friday. Yeah, I think the only way is Nunga Bunga now, isn't it? I think it's got to that stage.
What do you mean? What? Nunga Bunga in life?
The whole way, no quilt, nothing, no PJs. It's the only way to get through the night.
I can't do that.
No, you can't do that.
My living setup at the moment doesn't allow me to do that. We are all four of us in one room. Me, the wife, and the kids.
I thought you meant your mum and dad.
No. But also, they are very capable of walking in with no knocks. No knocks given.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, NKG. Yeah. But, and then also they're nipping out to the toilet in the night. You just don't know. Because old people, they wee at random times. Yeah. So you just don't know who you're going to meet in the hallway.
Okay, so sweltering heat.
Okay. So he's dealing with that. Okay.
Should we go back to the farming?
They've got to go back to the farming.
Why,
what do you mean?
Why have you become farmer?
Well, I tell you what.
Jat Gujarati.
No, I tell you what. Right. It wasn't like, I mean, you know, me farming. Behave yourself. It's, right. it's not going to happen.
This is all from Clarkson farming, isn't it?
It could have done.
No, don't get me wrong. I love Clarkson. We're going to talk about that later.
I can see you having a little allotment.
But I tell you what happened.
Yeah.
So my dad's obviously the guy who grows stuff. Yeah. And he puts it in.
Good
he puts
shit
it
as
in.
Well, man.
Not that kind
oh,
of
sorry.
Stuff.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, not that.
Yeah. Mostly tomatoes.
Oh, yeah. Good shit, man. I'll make you a tomato sauce,
so
man.
Obviously, he's been putting in all of these crops, basically.
Yeah.
Way before, you know, the summer.
Right.
But then when it comes to actually, like, you know, he's like, there's potatoes in there, but now he can't get them out.
Because he's farming just like, it. Yeah.
Because what?
There's potatoes in there, like in that patch. He knows he's put them there.
Yeah.
He goes, there's potatoes in here.
But
like,
who's going to get them?
Yeah. I can't get them out. He goes, one day I cut the grass because the grass was uneven. It was annoying me.
Because
obviously grass ain't growing at the moment. But you know, you get the little bits that come through.
You still cut the grass?
Yeah, I still cut the grass because it needs to look neat still. Yeah, okay. Even though it looks shit.
Yellow and short.
Cut the grass. I was out in the garden and he caught me. He goes, come here. Yeah. He's like, oh, cool. Went there. He goes, put the spade in, like the shovel, and turn the soil.
Over.
Plow it. Right, then, go on then. Bang, did it. Bruv, spud this big.
Like big, really? like twice your...
Like two, a jacket, yeah, like a jacket potato.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, "What? Where's he come from?
Yeah.
He goes, I've been growing these for ages.
Wow.
He goes, I knew they were in this area, but he goes now, like, because where it is, it's like quite hard to get into that area. So he goes, can you get them out? So I was just digging them all out. We filled up a whole bucket. I'm not even joking about this big.
Really?
Yeah.
Where's our potato? I thought you were going to grow one for us. Come on, son.
Cucumbers.
No way.
Yeah, three cucumbers. What else? Coriander.
Oh, come on.
Spuds, coriander,
and
cucumber.
Does your dad say it's come out good because of the weather?
Because of the weather. Tomatoes are still growing. And I tell you what, my mum's been cooking with those tomatoes at home, making food, pasta and everything. Best tomatoes I've had.
Yeah. Really? Proper, 100%.
They smell proper.
Proper. You can't even compare it to like a supermarket tomato.
Yeah. Well done. Saj, that is impressive. Farmer Saj.
More so my dad, because he's just getting me.
You're
now
the handyman who's pulling them
just
out.
Go and get it out.
Farmer Saj and his potato sack.
Okay.
This week on Farmer Saj, him and his dad are going to get their potatoes out for the lads. Hey, Farmer Saj.
We're going to compare who's got the biggest cucumber.
Yeah,
his dad.
Exactly.
Who's grown the biggest?
And his mum's getting saucy in the kitchen
with the tomatoes.
Sorry, it's your mum and dad.
Tommy, your turn.
Okay,
10 seconds starting now.
I have been working on my house project. I've been doing other little bits of property stuff. I've done the Curry Week stuff.
5 seconds.
Did comedy shows, and also we have taken arrival of our new dog.
The rest of it was all normal.
I saw something on the gram, and I don't know.
No, not my gram.
No, but I think I was in denial. I was like, no, they're going to give it back.
I spotted the kutti.
Yep, we have a kutti in our house, so now my wife isn't the only one. I do that joke, right? I've done it about five times. I go, she's not the only kutti in the house now. And I look around at her, and she just gives me this death stare.
Is it a kutti?
Like you've done this joke four times. Yeah. Different people, huh?
Oh yeah, but it's going to be happening more.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's going on stage.
The Kuti's name is Zena. Zena, X-E-N-A, like
what is
Zena.
She, like Lebanese?
Well, no, it's a Greek name. Milo chose it.
Zena the warrior.
Yeah, Zena, kind of, it's that warrior.
Is it Zena or Zena?
He keeps changing it now. He's making it Zena, Zena, Zin, Zen.
There's an Arabic song, really nice one called Zena. Zena, I'll send it to you.
Oh, good, I love that.
Oh, Zena, oh, Zena.
This is, honestly, we got it at 9 weeks old. It's now 10 and a half weeks old.
Okay.
It's a baby.
What is it? What kind of dog?
Oh, it's a cane corso.
Wait, that's a pony.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's hench.
It's a baby.
Sounds like a car.
You show me a picture of it, bruv. It's humongous.
It's a baby.
It's the size of that round table, kid.
No, it's
no,
not.
No.
You see that 10-seater round table?
Does it grow to be that big?
It's a puppy.
Is it?
Yeah, it's massive.
No. It won't be massive because it's a female one. The male ones are
big.
Very big.
Baton.
And also you get like...
Bro, what do you mean? It's a female one. It's still going to be a dugry dog.
You get ones that are bred like for like being sort of just a pure breed, right. Kind of what they're true to, which is guardian
What's
breed.
Their characteristic? And,
They are homely. They are family-fied. They want to protect. Okay. They want to protect. And look, there she is. Look.
Bro, that's scary.
Look.
Oh, no, that's not that big at the moment, I don't think.
No, it's tiny.
Bro, it grows to 6 times the size of that.
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah, it's massive.
They're me, but they're honestly.
You know a trestle table cage like this?
Yeah.
That big.
Yeah, but can I say something?
Wow.
It's about getting the training right now.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've done a lot of homework. So in the next 4, 5, 6 months, this thing's going to take over our lives.
Okay.
Okay. That's absolutely the fact. Mm. And it's like a baby. So all the little habits that you don't want it to kind of create, you nip in the bud now.
Mm.
Even sleeping habits, crate training, socialization. We've had people coming over.
Yeah.
You, when you feed it, you got to put your hands in its food.
Yeah.
So it doesn't think like, oh, you're going to steal my food. You might just, ruffle the food.
Okay.
So do a bit of that.
Is it going for, how is the dirty situation?
Oh, yeah. So I think it did one poo inside, but bear in mind, it's been at our house for 10 days. Everything else
cleaned
it does outside,
out.
Yeah. And it learns.
Who cleaned it?
Milo. Milo has to clean everything.
Wow.
So he's actually, in fairness to him, he's properly stepped
How
up.
How many walks do you go on?
No, he can't go on walks yet because he needs a second jabs. So it's like 40 days at home. It's like that until the end of the month.
Okay.
It can't be anywhere other dogs have been. So it can mix with humans. So people have been coming over.
Right.
And everyone wants to meet her. And honestly, she's so piatty. The problem we have at the house is she does excited wheeze.
What house?
My mum and dad's.
What's she going to do when she sees me inside?
Whoa, hang on a minute. So you've moved yourself in there with your family.
Yeah.
And then you bought a dog.
And we got a dog.
That's unfair on your parents.
But what
did old
bruv, they're from the Punjab. They're from the Punjab. They got to realise that animals are part of their culture. So they accepted it.
With I bet your daddy then.
No, they're okay. They're exactly what you said. They're okay with it.
Right.
They know it's not forever. They know we're all going to move to the new house in the next few months.
Right.
So when we do, the dog will have its space and away from them.
We're still okay with it.
I can tell my mum is bleaching the house more.
Yeah.
You know, I can smell that she's clean more because she's the smell probably is getting to them.
Yeah.
Does the
dog stink?
They're also sort of staying away. I'll be honest, yeah, a little bit. I don't want to be rude about who we got it from, but like, because it was raised with other dogs. There's lots of other dogs there.
Oh.
But now it's starting to smell less. Or maybe
now
I'm
it's
getting,
smelling like lesson.
Yeah, exactly. I'm feeding it garlic.
Right.
It's very strict diet and it's early stage.
Yeah. Vegetarian diet?
Yeah. Huh?
Vegetarian diet?
No, not a vegetarian diet. You'll like this, Kedge. It's a raw meat diet.
Oh my God.
There you go. Okay. And it eats better than all of us.
Okay, so business as usual with a good thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Kedge,
so, yeah,
your turn.
10 seconds.
10 seconds,
okay.
Here we go.
So I did a first aid course and I passed it.
Official lifesaver.
I
accidentally ordered a vegan meal on a flight to the US, which is horrific. Uh-huh. I went to, obviously, LA. I went to Butlins.
Stop.
Ah, Butlins is what you ended on.
Yeah.
I love Butlins.
Butlins is great. Butlins is great.
You went from LA to Butlins.
I went from the LA to the Butlins. That's a rapper's song, surely next. But yeah, Butlins is still good. 90 years on. We went to see the diversity show, and my mum said,
diversity
what
show?
Like black people, brown people,
No, diversity. The dancers.
Group. Okay, I thought it was some
Tommy
of
thought it was like some... 20,
I thought 20, South Asian Heritage Month.
Diversity 20 years show. On. They've been doing it for... They won... Britain's Got Talent.
BGT.
About 23 years ago, I mean.
What?
No.
Yeah.
No, it can't have been that long.
Because diversity, the kid from that, the little one, he's now on the radio.
They're not there anymore. They've been and gone as well.
Oh, they've been and gone from Kiss as well.
Yeah, him and the other fellow who they were going from Diversity.
I heard one of them. I thought I heard on.
Yeah, no, they're gone as well. But my mum goes, oh, I'd love it if Ashley Banjo was there. It really make my day.
Your mum said that.
Yeah, because she's a fan. I didn't even know. But she was
how
getting
did she
very
say
excited.
How did she say his surname?
Banjo.
Ashley, what?
Banjo. And then
I am a big fan. Bring out the banjo.
Yeah. So Ashley Banjo che. Ashley Banjo, I want a che. And I kept asking who on purpose because I was indulging myself.
Yeah, of course.
But he came out.
Yeah.
Banjo was on the stage.
Brilliant. And busting moves.
Yeah, Banjo was proper doing moves. And
Banjo was on the stage.
You're not enough.
I couldn't believe it. He was so good. And I was just like, wow, like, you know, the fact that he was there, I thought.
Oh, no. I thought he said that as well.
You said the fact that he was there.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah.
And me and him both heard you say it. And then we both looked at him and realized you didn't say it.
No, but he's brilliant. Still a brilliant dancer, brilliant show. And so, you know what? Go and check it out.
I feel sorry for him, though.
Yeah.
Why?
He's in Butlins now.
No, that's not bad.
He's got a good gig, man.
Spoonie does regular things.
No, Spoonie does, yeah. But like, that's what, is he like constantly there? Is it like a residency? Like, what is it?
It's a residency. One. I think it's once a week. It's a residency.
Oh, okay, that's not bad. I thought he was like there every day.
He's got a lot of connection with Butlins because he used to go to Butlins and used to teach the Red Coat lot like basic dance moves and stuff before he became part of Diversity. It's a brilliant story, actually, and fair play to him. He's doing a lot of good and bringing a new generation into his band.
Who went Butlins? Whose idea was it to go Butlins, by the way?
It was just a family decision because it had to be something quick, cheap and cheerful.
Well, as in just like immediate family?
Yeah, immediate family. Nice. And sort of, you know, and we couldn't go abroad.
Was it good?
Yeah, it's brilliant. It still does the job. You know, the arcade games, all the machines, everything.
Haven't they got like all commercial restaurants in there? Is that Pizza Express and things
like not that, Pizza Express. They've got like, the commercial, what are they, Papa John's.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so like, only a couple. But otherwise, it's got like pub food and all that kind of stuff.
Fine.
Yeah. But still good. The other thing I didn't mention there, which I'm going to just quickly mention, and it's the thing that I always say don't do when you go to a supermarket, and I still do this, and I still waste 10 minutes of my life every time I do this, and I'm now going to say it out aloud so I don't do this ever again.
Go on.
Why do I go into a supermarket when I'm in a rush and I'm looking for a specific type of food or some sort of
thing?
And so what do you do? Your instinct is always to go and ask someone who's working there, do you know where's
the eggs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it saves you running through all the aisles. You've done
roughly, you would know where.
No. But eggs is a silly one. But
where's the panko breadcrumbs?
Yeah, exactly. That's a great one. Yes, and also, if you go to a supermarket that you don't normally go to, then it's a whole new ball game. Yeah. So everyone knows that.
Why would you do that?
Because you might be in a different area, like, whatever. You know,
why would you need breadcrumbs in another area?
No, you never know, bro. Fried chicken's going.
I'm with you on the breadcrumbs. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Olives is another one.
Never go buy breadcrumbs
so
in your area.
For some reason, I always say, don't ask the Asian.
You ask the Asian.
But it's always the Asian is there.
Yeah.
So what did I do? I went to Mark's.
Yep.
And I was rushing because I had to get the train from Houston. I was running around. I literally had 6 minutes. I was like, come on. I thought.
What were you after?
Quiche. Yeah.
And you asked the brown person, quiche.
Exactly.
Yeah, they didn't know what it was.
Exactly.
Of course they
didn't. Kichi?
Why did I
kichi?
Do that?
You want kachi?
No, but what did
you
I get?
You want kachi? How's it spelled?
We don't sell those.
What did I get? Oh, excuse me. Do you know what the quiche is? Huh? Quiche? Do you know what the quiche is? Huh? I went, you know what? Don't worry.
Do you know what a quiche is?
But on top of that, all else, I got 6 whiffs of BO as well, which I didn't need.
This is your fault.
But I want to give this advice to people because I was with
he
with
said,
some English people.
You said quiche.
And I said to them, they said, oh, let's go and ask them. I said, don't ask the Asian brother. And I was saying that because...
Why would you say that?
Because for some reason, Asian people don't know where anything is in any of these food shops. I don't know why, but like, how do they get employed?
Yeah, you need
like
to.
Why do you not know?
You know what? Then, if anything, you should just film yourself going up to desi people in Tesco's and that, and just asking for the most obscure stuff.
So go, but it's not even obscure.
Where's the putty pan? The putty pan. Sorry, but you what? The putty pan. And he types it in potato pans.
Someone does that.
The only reason I'm asking an Asian person because the thing is, if you go to a gora and you ask them for paneer, they never know. So that is when you do go. Do you know what I mean?
But then there's no gora working at like. What's that big food supermarket you guys go? VB and Sons.
VB and Sons.
There's no, yeah.
No. There's no they're going to go. If you want paneer, if you want paneer in Tesco.
Yeah.
If you want paneer in Tesco, you go to the Asian person. But otherwise, don't do it. It's a waste of time. Because the thing, what I've noticed is the customer service levels have dropped in this country to a significant level of zero. And it's just rubbish.
Why?
I don't know what it is. But America, you know this, very helpful. Very helpful. They want to make your day. They want to make your life easier. Here, no one cares. No one cares. They're too busy because I've got to label all of this stock and I've got to get up on the shelves and blah, blah. But no one looks at you, interacts with you. They don't know the stock they're selling. Like, just simple things. They like tomatoes. They will give you so many options of tomatoes and talk to you about tomatoes. Here, no one knows the stock they're selling. Anyway, that's rant over.
No, but I want to just
put... That skill of selling is gone in this country.
Can I put a little flip on it, though? Just a little positive spin. Yesterday, I checked into a hotel in Wolverhampton, and the girl behind the till and the reception desk was called Sharon, but I knew she was a Sharanjeet, you know.
Oh, yeah,
Sharon.
She was
Punjabi, you could tell, right? And I went, I said, I'm doing an event at the Grand Union.
Yeah.
How far is that from here, right?
She wouldn't know that.
She absolutely did. Not only did she know it, Kedge.
Wow.
She said something which impressed me.
Go on.
Because she went, yep, you come out of here and you turn left, just follow the road round. She goes, it's a 7-minute walk, right? And I looked at her, I went, very specific. Yeah. She goes, I just know it is. That's her words.
She's from the ends. Right? She's from the ends. That's right. That's
I just know it is. Right?
No, that's just
because
that's
she
brilliant.
Goes, and then she went, because it's about 6 minutes to the station and it's about a minute past. And I was
that's
like,
excellent.
I went, you know what? I said, Sharon, you're absolutely right. I said, because a 7-minute walk isn't a 5-minute walk. And she goes, absolutely. And I went, and it's not a 10-minute walk either.
No.
So don't be rounding it up.
No.
Don't be rounding it down. Because
no.
If I put
it
in.
Give it as it is.
Give it as it is.
Well, you just spent 10 minutes speaking to her.
Maybe. But I wanted her to know.
You wasted your time.
But you appreciate it.
Even others may think you're a bit weird for saying 7 minutes. I don't.
Love that.
And I like the specific. So
no,
that,
but that
her
but
service
that's,
was,
but that's
was
what
good.
I mean. So yeah, but few and far between.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was it. So that's where we are.
By the way, vegan meal on the plane. Give me more information.
Yeah. Well, and why would that be awful for you? That's your sort of people.
Bro, I thought I was in.
That's your next door neighbour.
I thought I was winning.
It is, yeah. It's your neighbour. Yeah.
Apple TV put me down as vegan rather than vegetarian. They booked all the tickets and everything. Oh my God! What do you get for a dessert on a vegan tray?
Fruit.
Nope. Rice cracker. Looks deader than.
How's
most
that dessert
people's.
Though?
Is it one of them chocolate rice crackers?
No.
It's so dead and it's wrapped
what,
in.
What was the main? Who'd you fly with?
British Airways. The main was bindi, rice, and dal, which was okay.
That's all right.
That's okay.
British Airways
is
dead anyway.
But the vegetarian was the pasta, and I was like, oh, I could do that. But they don't have a spare.
So they got the pasta.
Pasta. Yeah. So it's fruit. They wouldn't even give you bread with the butter.
They won't give you butter with the bread.
The biggest mistake is going vegan on the plane. It's horrific.
Yeah, unless you're vegan.
Unless you're vegan.
Yeah.
Well, but I thought I'd done I thought I might get away with a good one there, but he wasn't.
But you know what? You're normally quite all right with like, yeah, it's all right, let's go vegan.
So they didn't give you any ice cream?
No.
No, okay.
The other lot...
You eat about 3-4 a day.
The other lot got... what do you call it? A nice cake as well. I'm eating this dry. I didn't even open.
For the meat meal, Kedge.
I know.
And eating the rest
I know.
Of the stuff.
I know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was that. Don't ever do that.
No.
But yeah, talking of ice creams, the summer's here.
Yes.
What's the best ice cream you've had this summer?
If I'm honest, I'm poor. Physically, I'm very
poor.
Like,
I've been feeding the dog.
I don't think I've ever had. I don't think I've had one in the last.
You haven't had ice cream in the summer.
No, we used to get one on the way back from school because it was still a bit of a heat wave when the school's kids were breaking up. But since they've broken up, nah. And I've really wanted, you know what I'm going to say, because I say it every year because I think it's the best ice cream in the world, Solero.
Solero's brilliant.
Dead.
No, it's
good, Satch.
It's just, it's the hit of that.
They've gone smaller, though.
Yeah. That's okay.
Shrinkflation.
That's probably not a bad thing.
Do you know what I bought?
Go on.
You know how they've messed the feast up nowadays?
They have messed the feast up.
What have they done?
Kedge, what have they done? Tell him.
It's the inside. It's weird, mate.
Well, yeah, it had a solid bit of chocolate inside.
No, bro, the ice cream's flipping
is
vanilla.
White chocolate, like white.
Oh, it's not vanilla. Brown. It's not the brown chocolate.
No. They've got
it
rid
was
of chocolate
ice cream, unchocolate, covered in chocolate, with chipped paper on the
outside.
Yeah. They've changed it to vanilla.
Vanilla.
Can you believe it? Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
No, it's a wrong.
So anyway, I went to Aldi and bought the dupes.
Oh yeah.
Fake feast.
Fake.
It's called Fiesta.
Yeah. Fiesta.
It was banging. Oh, really? It was like an original feast.
Oh, what's the wrapper?
And I only bought it because my brother likes a feast. I was like, I'm going to get these.
Do you remember the mint feasts were banging?
Incredible ice cream.
Yeah,
incredible.
I don't really like mint stuff really? Like that. But
mint Cornetto.
Yeah.
The one I'm going to shout out is not an easy one to get to, but you have to go to the ice cream shop, Amarino.
Yeah.
Yeah. the tiramisu flavour there. Oh my God, it's unbelievable. Oh,
I think anything Amarino is pretty good.
Yeah, but the tiramisu is really good. It's really good. Give that a go as a little...
Can we start a GoFundMe for Tommy and get an ice cream this year?
Yeah.
I'm talking of food, things that, you know, like we're loving and everything like that. I'm sure you go boys across it, the KFC naan burger.
Oh, I've seen it, right? Because I got...
You haven't tried it yet?
No.
Sad, you tried it?
No.
What? You guys are not meat eaters.
No, we are... I'm...
That this you guys,
I'm a bit worried.
You guys have got shares in KFC and you haven't been tried it yet.
Do you know what? I've even been to KFC and because the family was...
You opted against it?
Because the family was over, I just got a bucket because it was easy. I didn't get no
bits.
But
Sat, you would have done that as a little chaser or something.
Yeah, but you know what I'd want to do?
It's a big chaser.
Yeah. And KFC is so lovely in its absolute natural form. Yeah.
No, Tommy's been getting good reviews.
People are loving it.
Yeah, but
why?
Okay, so the other day...
People have been liking it.
I got breaded like... katsu chicken, but it was already flavored like katsu chicken.
Yeah,
but it's just a breaded goujon.
Yeah.
And I was like, I get it, I can taste the katsu in it, but I don't want to taste this now. I want this just to be the plain chicken. I want to add it to the sauce where I need to be.
Yeah.
Whereas, and that's what I'm worried about, this chicken tikka naan burger, whatever it is. What is it? Is it, what's the flavor of the chicken?
Satchel, no, that.
No, it's just normal. Imagine like,
but what are they putting in the
imagine a Zinger Tower, but instead of the bun, it's two naan breads.
So we're, no, but they must be doing some sort of Indian.
There must be a sauce.
There must be a little thing in there.
There's one which is a bit spicier than the other. So there's like a...
So the, to really, we're talking about the quality of the naan here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And if it ain't, you know, if it's not fresh naan.
If it's not fresh naan.
Not fresh naan.
And I'm worried it's going to be a bit cardboardy.
I get that feeling it might be a bit hard.
Yeah. But
no, do you know what? People have been saying it's good.
Well, I'm surprised. Can you tell me?
Maybe all right. Yeah, we get it this week. Right, can we try?
Let's do it. Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to ideally, and now we're stuffed because we've eaten here at Kunchun's, but I'd like to go halvesies on you. Because that way, if it's no good, because if it's no good and I'm on my own, I'll eat it anyway. and I'll just be disappointed in it. And then it'll be like Casey ruined. And then that does ruin my mood. That does spoil the day. So I'd rather go halvesies and go, it was all right.
Okay,
let's get another one and share it again and we'll have it all. Or let's switch it up.
I think it's quite a good thing for the summer though, because I've seen a lot of people actually getting it. And very quickly, you know, and before we move on past the summer, by the way, I'm worried about this hose pipe ban, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, there is a hose
at the moment, you can't water none of your shit in the garden.
No.
Like, you know...
I saw someone on Instagram who, what they've done is they've got this one-inch circle that they've basically circled out on their garden, and they're watering it with a watering can, and they water it every day to see what it will do and how it's going to react to just that little bit of grass being watered with a watering can.
Meaning if that one circle of grass...
How green will it go green?
Yeah, well, I tell you, I've been seeing there's a cricket field quite near us, and it's like all open. You see, as you drive past, you can look in.
And it's green.
And he's only watering the bowling bit. What do you call that?
The wicket.
The actual green.
The actual main bit.
The rest of it is all...
The rest of it is the desert.
Yeah.
But that little patch, lovely.
So anyway, hose pipe ban, so we can't water none of our stuff.
No.
Now they're saying, and this worried me a bit, because I hate this, if my car was dirty, they're going to close car washes.
They're thinking about that.
A few more weeks
and
of this.
Lidos.
Lidos as well. Yeah. I mean, they're people pissing them anyway, so close them anyway.
Yeah, I don't know about Lidos. Why would people go swimming in that? I mean, generally, I did have that thought when I was swimming in Butlins. I thought, God, what swimming pools are grim, aren't they, really, if you think about it?
Well, everything is in going to a steam room. I thought when I sit in a steam room, I'm like... It's all wet in this room, but how much of this is other people's sweat?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
So anyway, there's that. This is the one that really got me.
Go on.
You might have to stop taking a shower.
No chance. No chance is that. How are they going to measure that?
I don't know. Now everyone's got smart meters. They can measure anything.
It's going to have to be door bolts, isn't it?
That's what I mean.
We're equipped for that.
They're going to say.
I've got the bucket ready.
You can't do that, but you have to fill up a door and bath from that.
Yeah.
You can't a door.
Yeah, like of course.
No.
Not a doll.
One of them.
What's a... What,
a doll.
Bucket.
Bucket. Okay, we call it balti bath.
Oh, a balti, yeah.
That's a curry, mate.
Yeah, I know.
That's why you look
stink. That's why you stink.
That's it, exactly. What are you washing yourself in? Lamb. I'm going to... What shampoo are you using?
Balti.
Butter chicken.
I haven't heard that word.
A balti bath.
Balti.
It's a balti. Balti is bucket.
Yeah.
We would always, I'm having a balti bath.
Can we just talk about that?
Yeah.
Can we just talk about that?
Absolutely.
Right? Because obviously there was a time when you were very little and maybe your dad or mum had to help you, right, with that. But then when you were old enough to do it by yourself,
yeah,
you have to figure out a techers to the Balti bar. What would be your techers? Because you do get cold. You're crouched in that sort of crouching position, or do you stand up?
Yep.
Do you stand up and keep bending, stand, and then put it over your head? Do you go over your head? Do you go left shoulder, right shoulder, right shoulder, left shoulder? Do you go chest? Do you go back? Because obviously one drop of the butt is not enough. Is
no.
It covering?
No.
What's the techers, guys?
Bruv, not only that. When we were little, me and Simon Sandu
go together.
We'd go into the bath. The Balti would be in the middle, and you're kind of like
you have a little in the cup.
You had a metal collie.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, we had a plastic one.
Yeah, I think because we can just smash it around it, whatever.
So would you one, just one, so you're sharing?
Yeah, and then you're doing that, you're chatting.
How much water would you get in it? Is it just a glass?
No, like a bowl, like you'd get a curry bowl. You maybe in a restaurant.
It's a decent
size. Yeah, a nice good.
And where is the first one going?
It goes over your head. Yeah, it goes over the crown,
really?
Where the crown of my hair would be,
yeah.
Down my spine. And my back.
So back is first.
Back is first.
Then it go front from the same place.
Oh, you go front. I always went left, right, left, right.
What are you doing? Some sort
shoulders.
Because then you can get like front and back coverage.
No, but if you put it on your head, then it will trickle down.
But you don't get that. I think what happens, you can go there, a lot of it gets sucked in your head and then it goes around your back.
It gets sucked in your head.
Into your hair.
How much hair did you have?
It's amazing, isn't it? Because the whole concept of having that and squatting and doing that is hilarious.
Well, anyway, you might have to do it again soon. Because, any more of this. How many? It's literally been 3 months. No rain.
And a lot of people have been out for two months.
If you want a funny image, just imagine us three in our own ways having a doll bath.
Oh, mate. It's fantasy for some people.
No, do you know what I'd do? I'd get a pump still and still pump it through a shower.
Oh, would you really?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
See,
that's not because an
outtake. No, of course it is. No, hang on. Of course
they
it is.
They will know that.
No. You fill up the doll.
Yeah.
And then it's like a pressure thing where it goes through the hose and then comes out there still.
Yeah.
You
can do it.
You can do that.
But
that's like someone whip pissing on you.
But what you would have to do is.
But I'd rather that than.
When you're a kid,
you can do it because you're a bit more flat. Now it's like you've got to bend over every five to. Yeah.
Some people can't bend, stay bent, so they have to stand up, and then you have to keep bending
then
over.
Then the water goes out the bath,
and then you've got to.
Then you miss yourself, and it goes out the whole thing.
And also, you've got to time the soapage. So that there's enough water left to get the soap.
I was just going to say that, right? Okay, not only that. So here's the key. You do your maybe two max.
Two initial, just don't go over the top.
And then you're wet, right?
Yeah.
And wherever you're not wet, you've got to move the water from your body too. Yeah. So quickly run that. Then get the soap bar and give it that.
Yeah.
And then Simon's going to do the same in a minute, right? Yeah. And then you're kind of...
And you share the soap bar.
Then you might sit there and just chat for a little bit.
You put it in your crack. Oh, yeah. Put it in his crack.
Bend over, Tommy, need to get a soap bar.
We didn't even think that was a thing.
Yeah.
It was just like, he's done it.
And then you would leave yourself four or five cups to get rid of all of it.
Yeah.
And then I'm looking at him and I'm thinking, he's a couple years younger. He's a bit of a knob. Yeah. So he's going to end up overusing it.
Yeah.
Let me go first.
Can we get the majority of crap? I'm nearly done. Now you go and do a couple as well.
But then you get cold. So you need one for a bonus, Brucey bonus.
And then it's almost like, let the water run and go, right, what have I missed? Oh,
yeah. But I got to get
Then you stand up and you got all the
Oh, yeah. I've got to get in the bum cheeks. Yeah. Yeah.
It's an art form. We have broken it down. See, like ChatGPT ain't giving you the breakdown of Norbert, but we are just saving the UK public here.
Shampoo. What shampoos do you use back then?
The shampoo bit, my mum would come in and just do the shampoo for us.
Okay, so you didn't know what make you had.
No, Johnson's, I think.
Oh, you had a brand.
Yellow one?
Okay, no.
Yeah, no more tears,
We had Vosine.
Oh, okay.
This green thing.
The green one, I remember. Yeah, I remember that.
I'm telling you.
There was a blue one as well.
That's why your hair fell out.
Yeah, bro, I'm telling you. I think
some nuclear
acid you can use Vosine to unblock drains now. Right? And back then, it was...
Oh, my God.
It was hair. It was shampoo.
Brilliant.
That's crazy.
That's why Kedge's body, like, got no hair on his body.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Vosine on the body.
It's like Imac. It's like Imac in a bottle.
Well, we've just done some public service there for the British public when they do come to using doll bath. So, go on.
And I think the other public service announcement we've got to do is, I don't know, no, this is going to happen tomorrow. So it's going to be after the podcast.
Yeah.
Don't look at the eclipse.
Yeah, that's
but the eclipse.
So that would have happened yesterday or the day before the podcast releases. Obviously, there's a national shortage of these glasses, apparently.
Yeah.
You can't get them anywhere. The guy who makes them basically has run out.
Why can't you look at it?
Because basically that sunlight is so sharp, it goes to the back of your eye in retina, through the retina, at the back of the bit where it collects all the information and it can damage it. And I don't know the scientific words, but it's the macular sort of damage that happens at the back, and you could get blinded from it.
Return of the macula.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's 25 years, by the way. The last one.
Actually, I don't want you to divulge too much into this because it was the thing I've learned. Because actually, you do get this, which I'll tell you in a bit when we do things I learned. Wow. But you know, you do get this kind of Desi theory, don't you?
Okay. Save it.
Don't do this. Don't do that. And I'm like, what? Yeah. Why is that?
But there's one attached to this.
You've done the scientific reason. Yeah. But I was like, you know, there's
to look at it.
In general, I think when full moons are out, full moons for Desis and eclipses.
Anything lunar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, well, lunar.
Well, I mean, I can't sleep when there's a full moon.
Yeah. But that's where the word loony comes from. So
it's loony.
It's connected to no, loony. It's not. It is. The word loony, if you've gone loony, it comes from the word lunar. Yeah, because you've been staring at the moon.
Makes sense.
Actually, talking about, do you know like the Gujarati word for eclipse, though? Do you know what it is? I don't know what the Punjabi word is. Is there a thing? Because I thought if it's
Surya something.
Yeah, I've forgotten the word for it though.
Surya Vanshi.
No. That's the cricketer.
Yeah.
I've forgotten.
We'll find out. We'll find out for the end.
Grahan or something like that. It's called.
Here's our Graham with his quick reminder.
Right. Was your blind date?
I tell you what, because I got a good Gujarati word that came into my mind for something else.
Surya Graham.
Hold on, Gujarati word for eclipse, right?
Yeah. Shabdakosh.
Surya Graham.
Shabdakosh.
No, bro.
I'm going out for the Surya Graham.
What is it?
Yay! Surya Graham.
Surya Grahan.
Grahan, see?
Yeah,
they
Graham. Yeah,
so Kej has got the tickets, bro. Surya Graham.
And
that's the podcast title.
No. Is this a solar eclipse or a
Solar eclipse? Yeah.
Okay, because there's the moon eclipse,
which is
the Chandra Grahan.
Chandra.
Chandra. Yeah, Chandra. Yeah. No, the what?
Golden Graham. That's
Golden Graham. It eclipses all the other breakfast cereals. Yeah.
Oh my God.
The others will go out of sight.
Right.
No, the word I heard.
Well, no, save it. We're going to get to it.
I heard something. This is what I'm saying about the Gujarati word that I heard this week. Word. And I'm like, oh my God, what a word.
Yeah.
And you guys have never said it.
Oh.
And that is, I think it was something.
Say the word in English then.
Okay. The word that I want you to tell me the Gujarati word for. Yeah, and I have looked this up.
Yeah.
It is true.
Yeah. Okay.
And when I heard the pronunciation of it, it blew my mind away as well.
Here we go.
But it's the Gujarati word for melon.
Oh.
Seth, you got it?
Yeah.
Go on.
The Gujarati word for melon is...
Sakatiti.
Sakatiti.
I did not know that.
And they went, oh, no. Sakatiti. Sakatiti. Yeah. And I was like... What did he just say? Rewind it. Sakatiti?
Yeah.
And you slice up the sakatiti.
Yeah.
And I'm going, it's very sweet. What? Sakatiti is of all the fruits they could be, is melons.
Melons.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're very juicy.
Sakatiti! Bro!
I knew that.
You know when the world just comes together.
Well played. Sachi's doing well on his Duolingo.
Because someone's people are going to be listening and go, oh my God.
It really is.
Sakar.
No, but what's Kej? What's tarbuj?
Karbuja.
Tarbuj is the red one.
Watermelon.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is the yellow one.
Well, I bet it is.
Yeah.
No,
it's
seeds.
Got no colour left in it.
No,
right?
Okay, fine.
The sweeter one.
Sakatiti. Yeah, yeah. I mean, come on.
That's impressive because I only know tarbuj.
When I heard that word, I was excited, but I was almost disappointed at the same time. I'm like, why have we never brought that up? Melon in Gujarati. Yeah. Okay. There you go.
All right, anything of noteworthy that you've been watching, guys, that you want to bring to the table?
Oh, I watched all of Hawk in 24 hours. I went to Crete. I went to Crete on holiday. That was lovely. Hawk is the series, the Will Ferrell series on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's silly. I'm going to tell you now. It's one of those silly shows.
Yeah,
but it just got me.
Okay. Quick half an hour episodes, fun, silly, but it's quite rude. Like, you know, the swear words that they use.
It's a comedy show.
Like comedy show. He's
stand up.
Very no. Very much like a sort of like an Adam Sandler in that golfing one. Oh, where he's like a washed up golfer, but he was really good in the day. He goes through this journey of, you know, obviously wanting to enter the Masters again, and he has to play against his son, and it's him and the bonding and the relationship and what he's like as a man.
So they copied the script for Ted Lasso.
It's a bit like that. It's a bit like the rise of someone getting back into there, but. Funny, silly, watchable, easy. Okay, so easy. I quite enjoyed that.
All right.
I haven't seen any of these new films. I haven't seen no Odyssey. I haven't seen no Spider-Man.
Well, let me tell you.
Oh, let me tell you. What. No, just quickly, new film. I half watched something and tell me this is terrible. And I know you don't. I don't think you like him anymore either. Kevin Hart's new film on Netflix.
No, 72 hours.
Oh, the one with the funny face.
My brother was watching
that. Why do you watch Kevin Hart films?
Do you know what? It was just on in the background.
Don't
it was the worst thing. I maybe watched 10 minutes. It was the worst thing I saw.
As soon as
I could tell from the poster, it looked terrible.
I don't want
it was terrible.
Can I just divulge you a little bit?
And my brother watches some shit films. But that was really bad.
It is, right? I really want to write. That's my thing. Yeah. I've got script ideas and I've been developing things and making notes. Right?
Yeah, tea. Yeah.
So, but then what happens when you start doing that process is you look into the pitch of a film.
Yeah.
And what is it that people are buying and how they would buy it and how that would come about. And then I thought, and then it's all about, as you'll know, the premise. Yeah. The premise of a film, the setup.
Yeah.
So I watched the first 10 minutes of Kevin Hart's 72 Hours. And I just went, oh, for God's sake.
It's really bad. He gate crashes a stag.
He gets accidentally added to a WhatsApp group of a stag group.
Yeah.
Right.
And sending all these kind of crazy, crazy dick pics and all this kind of stuff. Yeah, and here we go now. Yeah. And he went, guys, you've made a mistake. You've added me by accident. Yeah. They're like, yeah, you should come with it. And then all of a sudden he's at work and his boss tells him, very much like Big, oh, you're not in touch with the young people.
Right.
You know, you got to go. And then he suddenly realizes, hang on a minute, I'm getting invited to a stag do.
Yeah, let's do it.
And I'm like, nah, sorry, mate. It's not 1985.
No.
I want Kevin Hart to be Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
To be flipping outrageous.
Okay.
And I can see that.
Well, let me tell you about guys. Don't waste time on Netflix films. Yeah. Let me tell you what you need to go and watch before.
I'm not going to watch it. Again.
IMAX. I'm not going to watch it. The full thing.
Yes.
Odyssey.
I'm not going.
Tell me, Kev.
Unbelievable.
3 hours.
No, it's not. It's not. No. That's just reviews. No, it's 2 hours. It's 2 hours 30. It's not. It's not Durandar. It's not Durandar.
Durandar's great as well.
No, exactly. But what I'm trying to say is, let me tell you, this film is unbelievable.
What's it about?
About the old story about the Trojan horse and
what's a Trojan horse?
It's a famous Greek myth. It's
virus.
Greek mythology.
Virus. Isn't it on your laptop?
No. That's how they would get into.
It's also the name of a strap-on. I think the old Trojan horse. Yeah.
Wow, that's good knowledge of strap-ons.
Yeah, man.
Tommy.
No worries. Man.
Did you know that?
But yeah, no, if you don't know the story,
available at TommySandu.com.
It's probably good that you don't know the story, but it's filmed IMAX. It's unbelievable. The sound, the visuals. Don't go and watch a normal cinema. Watch an IMAX. It's unbelievable film. I also watched Lee Cronin's The Mummy. His version, his take on the film The Mummy, which is obviously this was super scary.
Yeah,
really good, really good. I wasn't expecting much, but I thought, oh my God, that's actually quite good. Ted Lasso, new season 4. I've seen episodes, obviously, slightly ahead of everyone else. It's incredible. I wasn't a big Ted Lasso fan, but I got into it, and actually, it's actually quite clever, and it's just a feel good show. Actually,
did you go back and watch the rest of them?
I did. I literally started from scratch, and he
wouldn't want to. Well,
because you have to go in and do a bit of
season.
Got to do a bit of work.
Can I go back? One sec. I want to go back to the scary film, The Mummy one.
Yeah.
Just quickly, because Logan recently has been. He's 9 and a half.
Yeah.
And he's like, I want to watch something scary. Even Milo's like, Dad,
this is a good one.
Tell him to not watch stuff scary stuff. So he keeps putting.
This
it
is
on.
A good one to go into.
And
it's
and
a it's like Exorcist, right. Slightly watered down.
Exorcist. Right, and I think because it's mummies.
Yeah.
I don't.
But it's not. Well, it is, but it's not.
Because I was thinking, what should I? What? Okay, you got a 9.5-year-old. What would you make? They would go. We want to watch something scary. Yeah. You think Scream.
Yeah.
And then you think,
No, go and watch this because this is proper. Like,
if you ask ChatGPT, there's like monsters.
There's some scary moments in it, so it'll make him jump. And it's good.
But
it's
hopefully, far removed enough that he doesn't go, oh, now he's developed a fear of mummies.
No, that's fine. Yeah.
Or should I not let him watch it?
No, I think it's a good one. It's a good one.
But what's it rated?
I don't know, 15 maybe?
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to get a horror film with PG, is it?
No, but like that's what I mean. So what do I do?
You're telling me I watched Nightmare on Elm Street when I was 7 and that was what? Because it was PG. No.
Yeah.
We all did it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So let's not worry about it. Okay. You live. And
no, you're saying, yeah.
Cape Fear.
What, the series?
The series. Unbelievable.
Based on the film?
Javier Bardem, the baddie.
Yep.
Oh, he's good. I like him.
My God. Unbelievable.
He's a good villain.
10 episodes. It's so good.
What's it called?
Cape Fear, from the film that was out in, what, 91?
He might remember. He might be a little bit young.
Yeah.
Cape Fear was a brilliant Robert De Niro film.
It's basically, they made into a series, but it's so good. A few twists in it. It's incredible. Apple TV, check
just,
it out.
Just, yeah, let me just say, Satch, when Cape Fear came out, it was a thing.
Yeah.
Like, it was
Cape
this
Fear.
Cape, yeah, Fear. C-A-P-E. Like, they're in the Cape, they're in a place, you know, like in a nice
It's called Cape Fear.
It's actually set mainly on a boat, from what I remember.
Yeah.
Or part of it.
Yeah.
But it's basically a psycho after, you know.
It's brilliant.
But a good, it's a good, like, thriller.
It's intense. But the way they shot it, yeah.
It's not outdoors. It's not intense. They're filming on a boat.
But the way they filmed it, they've got that sort of filter, so it looks like you're watching a show from the 90s.
Oh, very good.
You know, who's it been produced by?
Shyamalan. Is it?
Scorsese.
Oh.
And who's the man who made E.T.?
Karen Johar.
Spielberg. Produced by both of them. Imagine the level of this show.
No. Imagine the paycheck that Apple TV wrote to Scorsese and Spielberg together. Mm. That's like getting Ronaldo and Messi to play.
Because they're the originals, isn't it? They're the originals on Cape Fear as well. And then also, we've got to talk about...
Well, we've seen a lot of stuff, haven't you?
I have. And we've got to also talk about the Ramayana trailer. Which has dropped.
I haven't seen that yet.
Have a look.
It's good. When's that film?
Diwali, part one.
This year, yeah?
Yeah, Hanuman is played by Sonny Deol.
Oh, you wanted to put him in your Kabaddi film?
I know, that's what I thought of him. And Ram is played by Ranbir Kapoor. It looks pretty epic. It looks all the graphics, all of that. Give the trailer a go, and then, you know, I think it seems like they've done a good job, a lot of, you know, the CGI and all of this kind of stuff as well.
Okay.
But, it could be, I'm not saying it is, but it could be that next one after Dhurandhar, which rakes in a lot of money because of the way it's made.
I just hope that's exactly that. I hope Bollywood gets the kind of memo that actually, you know, or at least splits up. So that you'll always get BC movies.
Yeah.
And then you get this, the big hits.
Blockbuster, yeah. which is not silly ones.
And not silly. It's not that, with respect, not that big Shah Rukh release or that big Salman release.
I always think of them talking about that Yamla Pagla Diwana, you know what I mean? Or whatever it's called.
And that's the big release.
It's rubbish.
And you know why? I think it's actually
Rocky and Rani can do one as well.
But no, there's a place for love stories.
But
make that the big Boxing Day release or Diwali release.
I don't think films like that need to exist. I just don't think that genre of cinema exists anymore. I think we're done now. We got much cleverer population. They're all watching Netflix, Paramount, Apple TV, you know, all of this kind of stuff. Amazon, they want cleverer stuff.
Yeah.
Go and enjoy. You've had your time. You made a lot of money. Brilliant. Look after your kids. Take them Legoland, whatever you want to do. But I think your time now in the movie industry, it's got to come to an end. We've got to get a new generation.
No, he's action. Making K3G2.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, yeah.
He is.
All right. We'll leave it on that bombshell.
You concluded.
Things we've learned.
I'll go with my...
What about things we've watched?
Go on.
Oh, you said nothing.
No, of course I watched.
What do you watch?
I watched Clarkson's Farm. By the way,
it's big spike.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
But it was sad.
Because
he just came out and he said that he had cancer.
But he's dealing with it. He's okay with it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, but it was just, obviously, like, as soon as the episode dropped, because they sort of release episodes, like, you know, two or three at a time. So as soon as it dropped, it was all over the news. But this happened last year and no one really knew about it. And it was a bit like...
Yeah.
Wow, I weren't expecting that. Do you see what I mean? Mm-hmm. So there was that. Is brilliant, by the way. The whole series is great.
Okay.
And the other thing that I went to watch was, and this is again something that I wouldn't really do, but I went there to support one of my friends. Works for the production company, and another one of all of our friends is in this. Harps is in Cinderella.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
So the story of Cinderella.
Punjabi.
I've got to say, she's really good in it.
Harps is good.
Brilliant. Good. And the rest of the cast, brilliant.
Wow.
I was actually blown away by like how good they were.
Good. Yeah. See, that's
really good.
Whereas I went to a concert,
probably
the shittiest one I've ever been to. And I was so excited.
Bruno Mars.
No, I went to Bruno Mars. That was phenomenal.
That was incredible.
I went and watched him in Madrid.
Yeah.
Right? Have we done the podcast? No.
Yeah.
What was shit was Diaspora Calling. Calling Diaspora.
What's that?
I thought you would know it because it was... the Lauryn Hill concert.
Oh, at the Milton Keynes Bowl.
Milton Keynes Bowl, Zion Marley, and all these.
Lauryn Hill was there.
Lauryn Hill.
Clef Gigs.
Hosted, and what? Also,
Dave Chappelle.
I was like, what? Dave Chappelle, Lauryn Hill, Fugees, Wyclef.
I heard they cut her off.
Yep, let's go.
Huh? I heard they cut her off.
They cut it off.
Oh, my God.
Because they all ran over. And actually, as I'm there, I'm listening to the sound, and we're at the back. Loads of people sat around the back, and I'm like, the band's a bit messy.
Yeah.
It was a bit, I'm like, these guys aren't rehearsed. And I'll tell you why I'm saying this, because this, you're going to connect with this, Kedge. Because I'm thinking, normally, if I went to a Desi gig, I'm like, I bet they haven't rehearsed. They haven't put the time. They don't put in the pre-prep show.
Was it being put on by Asian people?
What?
It's the same band as Kumar Sanu, no?
Well, Kumar Sanu's got a sick band.
He's sick band. He's got a sick band, yeah.
So these guys, there was a little bit, and then there was big gaps between the songs. You know, like when you're at a wedding, when they're playing the budger, and they're kind of doing the instruments. So there's a bit of that.
Bow, bow, bow,
and then at one point, Wycliffe and Lauryn Hill were on stage. They didn't really know who was going to do the next one. Then it was a big pause for 30 seconds. You can see, because Lauryn Hill's on the cameras, she's making like a share to everyone. You know, like like a little like no, stop. Yeah, yeah. And like cut that back and move that. And it's all a bit messy like that. And then they did all of, what I'm just going to say, all of the other songs that I don't really know. Some people were there singing along and they knew them. But then they were just about, literally, they played the intro to a Fuji song,
yeah,
right, and it was that eerie kind of jungly sound. As I thought, oh, I said, I know this, right? I think it's the start of Ooh La La La, Ooh La La La, yeah, right, and then you just hear the band playing on their own,
right? So they cut
the speakers
off.
Are cut. The image comes up on the screens. It says, "We have a strict 11 p.m. license. We apologize, but we can't. This can't continue
Flopped
anymore."
It.
And I'm like,
that
wow.
was the banger.
And honestly, real disappointment. But it was a hot night, sitting out in the grass, live band.
Did they
band,
do like the rest
barbecue.
Of the Ready or Not, Doo-Wop?
Nope. No Ready or Not, no Doo-Wop, no Everything is Everything.
Yeah. Oh.
No.
What? So what the hell did she do?
She did all the other ones because they were building up to it. But I'm like, you know,
annoying.
Again, I'm just as annoyed with Arijit Singh for that reason at Tottenham Hotspur when he
went over time
when he was wearing the shirt.
That
I'm
was
like,
a
what
him
are you
problem.
Doing? No, not that. When he was when he the fireworks went off midway through the set. I'm like, come on, bruv. You're Arijit Singh. You're the top of your flipping game.
Get it right.
Someone's got to say, Arijit, you know what? We have run late. You're gonna have to drop that song. Now just do that. Remember, I'm sorry, you guys did it when we would back time a show.
Yeah.
We'd back time a radio show. So you know, you got, like, the news is, let's say, God forbid, something really bad happens in the news, and they go, look, we need to go to that bulletin at 9 o'clock on the dot, no effing around.
We have to be
because
off.
Because they're making this announcement or, you know, the big news, really important. Okay, so then you just put your mind to it, you go, okay, that's on 3:40, what's 9 o'clock minus 3:40?
Talk for 20 seconds, you stab.
Right, okay, so we got to finish at 56:20, we've got to play that, all that, you know. Why isn't Arijit Singh doing that? Why isn't Lauryn Hill doing that?
We can't do that. We're not
we can't do that.
We can't do that.
But Lauryn Hill then?
Yeah, no, we just,
she can't
people,
do that.
Yeah, she can't do
that.
And it was just like, I was like, and then, you know, and then of course everyone leaves a bit like,
that's the difference.
Imagine you're being told to get off the roller coaster just when you get to the top. You're like, no, now climb back down.
Get off.
Yeah, so bit annoying. So yeah, live concerts.
I tell you where that won't be happening, at the London Podcast Festival.
Yeah,
boy.
Well, you say that. We are planning to be on time.
No, we've got 90 minutes.
Yeah, yes.
Minutes.
So I'm saying that we're planning to be
on time. And we'll finish on time.
We'll finish within. No, because then people actually come and say, well, you weren't on for 90 minutes.
Okay.
So I'm just saying.
We have
90 minutes.
Not a lot of tickets left now, is what I heard.
It's pretty much
25-ish.
From when this podcast comes out, it's exactly 1 month.
Let's do it.
Oh,
It's exactly, because it's the 10th is then 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks away. This podcast
comes
out.
It's 11th today, yeah.
Yeah, but this podcast comes out on the 13th.
Okay,
yeah. And it's 4 weeks after that. So 4 weeks, you know what? There's only about 20 tickets left. That's
25, yeah.
25 tickets left. Bring a little crew. I would love for people who are like, ooh, who are these guys?
Yeah, bring someone new.
Bring someone who's a bit cynical. Yeah. I love those people who are like, why would I go and see a live podcast?
They're not funny.
Like,
what? They love us.
Yeah, exactly. Or I don't find brown people funny.
Yeah. Who says that, Kedge?
Bring the
Kedge of your group.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
If you've got one, or maybe you've done really well and haven't got one, maybe you've avoided them. In fact, just text the Kedge of your group and go, I think you should go to this. Just send them on their own.
Yeah.
But we'd love to have you there. It'll be a laugh. We'll have a chat like this.
Yeah.
We'll get to see you guys. And particularly if you've never come along to one, and it's lovely when we get all the regulars coming back.
Yeah.
But if you've never done it.
No, I want new people.
Yeah. Just
regulars
just
stay at home.
Yeah.
No.
Sometimes when I
seen your face too
when
much.
When I do a comedy night, you don't want to see people you know. Mm. You want to see new people. You want to kind of
I want to see
fresher.
New people.
You don't want to be like,
do you know what I mean?
You want to be like familiar face.
Okay.
So let's get you there. And it's not a lot. What is the tickets?
Like 17 quid or something.
Yeah, £17. Thursday night, you could probably hang around in London after work if you're already in London.
Starts at 7 p.m.
Work anywhere around, you want to kind of get a visit. I think from Birmingham, because I went Wolverhampton and back in an hour and a half, like on the train. So from Birmingham, you could get here in an hour and 20.
Yeah, straight to King's Cross.
You could leave work at 5:30, be here by just before 7, and you said what time it starts? Yeah,
starts at 7.
Yeah, right, okay.
7 till about half 8-ish, and you then you're back home.
You're back home.
And
back
then you get, well, you'll have, I mean, we hang around for about 15 minutes, you can chat to us and, you know, take a photo and stuff.
9
and
o'clock, get, yeah, 9:20, 9:30, train back.
Back home,
so literally, anyone from Leicester, Coventry, Birmingham, I hope to see you there.
Yeah, and there's not many tickets left, yeah.
Exactly, and sadly, there's loads of tickets left, which is why they've had to cancel the event for the... Bollywood Fun Run that we were going to do, which I'm gutted about that. It just didn't. If I'm honest, it just didn't work. It didn't sell.
Hang on, can I delete that from my diary?
You can delete it from your diary. It was going to be the Sunday after the podcast festival. We put it up
Sunday after DLG.
Is that? Oh, maybe that's why. Maybe everyone's going to be out there.
Sorry, mate.
All the brown people are busy doing the running man, not the actual the 5K run. We wanted to do a charity run for the British Heart Foundation, but sadly, I think we just didn't quite get the sign-ups. But maybe another time we do another event.
So that's not happening on the Sunday. Podcast festival on the Thursday. DLG on the Saturday.
Yeah.
You're going to see Mo Gilligan on the Friday.
Yeah.
Oh.
So am I.
Are you really? Hey, well, let's meet up. We'll do cuddles together.
Okay.
I was going to say, we're not drinking.
That's something that everyone's learned in this episode of the podcast, that Satch and Tommy are going to do some cuddling.
There you go.
And Mo Gilligan. But anything that you guys have learned this podcast?
So I was going to say, the thing I've learned, which relates to the eclipse, was that the reason why Desi's often say, oh, when it's eclipse, don't go outside, is there probably was a scientific reason, right? Me and my dad talk about this a lot. He goes, look, a lot of stories that we have in our religion, he goes, they shouldn't be taken at face value. There's a meaning, right? When people talk about, you know, whatever they talk about with religion, I don't want to focus on any particular part. It might sound like, oh, well, how's that realistic? Like, no, look at the message here, right? So with that respect, there's always a message behind the science, I suppose, or hiding the science, making it more entertaining. And it is that when... Desi's belief, this is all across the internet as well, when the eclipse happens, the moon has swallowed the sun. It's swallowed the light.
Yep.
It's taken away the positivity.
Right.
And therefore,
because
it's engulfed, because it's an eclipse.
It's taken over,
right? So meaning it's taken away the positivity.
Right.
And it's now a negative space outside.
Right.
So that's why they say, don't go outside. There is more to the stories. Right. There's actually a character, I think he's... It's not Geju. It's like Raha
Geju.
And Raha and
he sat next to you.
Gahu was his name.
Right.
And I think they're the two, dare I say, like negative spirits that come out in an eclipse.
Okay.
So
it's gone quite deep there.
Yeah. So it's a negative term. But I believe it. If I stare at the moon, I'm not quite right. Do you ever do that? If you look at it for 20, 30 seconds, bro, I'm telling you, I can feel it. As I'm looking at it, it's like inside something in my body saying, I don't want to look at this.
Oh,
I shouldn't be looking at this.
Oh. Well, it's like forbidden.
It's like, you know,
It's
like if you catch a glimpse of your dad in the shower, you're like, I shouldn't be looking at
that's a different kind of moon.
Yeah. Oh, full moon. Yeah. Someone eclipse it. Please, something. Yeah.
He's paying hard the soap again.
I push Milo in front. You're the sun. Yeah. You go eclipse the moon.
Exactly. Oh. Exactly. Fair enough. All right, well, there you go. So there's some interest there. My one is quite short and sweet. What's Hugh Grant's middle name?
Hugh Grant's middle name. Hugh Student Grant.
No.
Hugh Phil and Grant.
No.
Hugh.
But please do this when I tell you.
Eddie Grant.
No.
We're going to rock. Don't do Electric Avenue. That's it. Hugh.
You'll never get it. I can give you 1,000 guesses. You'll never get it.
Singh.
No.
Patel.
No.
Swami.
No. Ready?
Bandit.
No.
Is it Desi? It could be, because I think he's probably got British Raj roots.
But it's not. But it feels like it is.
Rohan.
No.
Oh, I want to guess it.
Kapil.
No. You'll never get it.
Go on.
Mungo.
Mungo?
Say it now.
M-U-G-O.
Yeah.
What? Say again?
Say the whole line. Say the whole name.
What?
Mungo is his middle name.
Mungo.
Yeah, say the whole name.
What's his name again?
Hugh Grant.
I don't get it.
Humongo Grant.
Yeah.
Like a humongo.
Humongo.
Big Grant.
Humongo Grant.
I don't get it.
No, he's like humongous.
Savage.
Is it an actual fact?
That's a fact.
It's not one of his.
No, that's not a joke.
But Mungo, I think, was Mungo. A name back in the... So not back in the... You get Mungos.
Yeah, of course you do.
I've heard it. Like, it's like one of the characters in like Usual Suspects or one of those films. Like, Mungo, what are you doing?
Mungo.
Get stuff in a van.
Oh, Mungo, like a Tyrone.
Yeah, like kind of. Yeah. That kind of character.
There was someone famous called Mungo something in the band, wasn't it?
Mungo Ayo!
That's Bambaleya.
Okay.
Anyway.
Underneath the mango tree.
No.
Wasn't that Amir Khan film? Mungo Pandey. Okay.
Mungo Pandey.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Right, anyway, go on. Mungo
the thing
Jerry and
I learned is going back all the way to 2003. This stat blew my mind.
Go on.
Pharrell Williams. I think I've done a fact about him before.
You have.
Where he's
you
cousins
are a,
with
you
Timberland.
Are a Pharrell lover.
I'm a Pharrell lover. I think the guy's incredible.
Okay.
2003, on the radio, 43% of the songs on the radio were all his.
Oh, wow.
Get your head around that.
Wow.
The royalties of that.
That is, was it two thirds?
What, 43%?
43% of all the songs on radio.
Were somehow, what, like he might have produced.
So it's either like him by himself, or he's rapping in it, or he's done it with Neptunes.
Unbelievable.
So the thing that he's known for as well is the four beat repeat.
Like Britney Spears, Slave For You. That was
Slave
him.
Slave For You, yeah.
He was killing it. The music, he was killing it.
Era of pop. Love that. Well done.
All the Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. I think that's a good round. Funky, disco-y, dark, edgy, Neptune stuff.
By the way, update with Chutney's. What's happening?
Oh, yeah. So Chutney's, dare I say, actually, I'll tell you now. Go and have a look and see if it's on Ocado. We have just done the deal. How exciting is this? Chutney's, my spicy mayonnaise, has been picked up by Ocado. And it feels...
Well done. It really is amazing.
Achievements
for me, man. Achievement levels. Massive pat on the back for you.
We're now able to sell all over the country.
Yeah.
A lot quicker.
Yeah.
Cheaper. Yeah. Because the big...
Straight into people's
guts. And I'm going to say this. Sorry. Allow me to indulge in this for a couple of minutes. I'm going to rush it. Because there's a lot of people that have contacted me. Like 20.
Yeah.
That said, Tommy, when they saw that I was just doing chutneys, they go, oh, I've got this sauce. I've got this biodegradable straws.
Yeah.
I've got these kind of, you know, it's Indian sauce. Yeah. And I'm going...
See-through
guys,
toilet paper.
I'm like you guys. We're just hustling.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get...
Trying
it.
To get your product out there.
Like,
yeah.
I'm not in any position to help anyone. Do you know what I mean? So I'm like... And then actually, I was like, I need to just get the product out there. So we were selling it online.
Yeah.
It was selling okay, pretty okay. But the main thing was the feedback we got was phenomenal.
Mm.
That everyone who had it bloody loved it, right? Yeah. And I felt
it's good.
Like, it is good.
It is good.
But I felt like George's Marvelous Medicine with it. I keep saying something like, I feel like I've stumbled into this recipe. Even like my kids love it, right? Mm. Neighbors, people are messaging me saying, please, you know, and people saying, do collabs. We want to do collabs with restaurants. We want to do collabs. So even that KFC naan thing you mentioned earlier on, I'm like, chutneys should so be in there, right? Yeah. So I'm going to manifest that's going to happen. But
get Lufante and chutneys. It's a banging combination.
Yeah. And then we made our contact with Ocado and the buyers there. The buyer there, the head guy, he's a former like Marks and Spencer's guy. So they know their sources. They took some and they were going mad. They were going, there's nothing like this.
Wow. Right? I love hearing that.
And even they've been kicking my ass because they've been going, let's get it on. And I'm been slow.
What about the sauce though?
Yeah. And I've just been busy with the shows and this and that. There's so many things going on. But anyway, it's officially done. By the time this podcast is out, we would have officially sent a load of stock. Many, many, many pots to Ocado.
Love it.
To such about. So love it. I would invite you all now just to look, if it's not up like this weekend of this podcast, I don't know how long it takes that now that they've got the stock, they go, right, officially got it. How long it takes them to upload it? Probably only a day or so.
Mm.
So it should be over the weekend, early next week.
Love it.
It will be on the Ocado website. Even if you've not registered with Ocado,
that is amazing.
Go buy something. Go buy your things from there. Can I tell you what Ocado do? And I've never done this. You probably know about this because you do a lot more online shopping than I do. They bundle things together. So if you buy...
Ooh, what are you bundling it with?
So if you buy like flame grill burgers or paneer dicker burgers, let's say for you, Ken.
They'll suggest it.
They'll go, how about this? Yeah. Or how about you buy the buns, the rocket, and the red onion.
Yeah,
So they do all that. So
so
please go and check it out. Please do
support see what it. Random items it's put with.
Right.
Yeah, and sick.
And it's already getting like tagged with barbecue stuff.
Love
so
it.
I'm hoping we get it just in time to get this. The rest
so
of the
good, so good.
Ocado chutneys right now.
And you know
that's
what?
The only just supermarket it's in.
Very quickly for all the people, because I still get messages. People saying, "Can you go back to doing it weekly?" He's doing Ocado. He's in LA. I'm in London, shutting down. Like, do you know we're doing stuff? So just please know that we are still doing. Like, you know, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Because I still get it every week. Can you go back to weekly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we can't.
And you know what might
And there's a lot of things that wouldn't have happened if we were
if
still
we were still
doing
this Wrigley. We need our time back, innit?
It's just it's just all that I've just done that deal with an electricals company doing brand stuff for them, Kingfisher stuff, Curry Week stuff, award shows, comedy
it's
shows.
All that
we're all on the go. But we love you guys and we love doing the brand
stuff.
So everything's
come
all
see
good.
Us.
Yes, come see
us. The next time we'll be live.
Yes.
4 weeks time, people. We will see you there. And it's at King's Place in King's Cross, about 5 minute walk from King's Cross Station. Wonderful, wicked, new glass building. Looks like a modern library.
Lovely.
It looks like a terminal from an airport. Like, it feels like that.
It's really lovely.
So it's not like some dingy little bar you're going to. You're going to a theater. You're going to a theater room. It's a good place to bring your mum, your dad, your wife, your girlfriend, your husband, or your, you know, whoever, your partner. Come with it. I think you've got to be over 18 though, right? Is it over?
No,
is it
no,
16
no,
plus?
No.
You can come.
Pete said he's bringing his son.
Okay, but I'm just saying the odd bit of naughty language might come out like it does here and there.
Yeah.
But other than that, we're not effers and jeffers.
Little sucker titty.
Yeah.
Hasn't hurt anyone.
Hey,
no.
And who doesn't like it? Actually, in the heat, have a nice cold sucker titty. And,
perfect.
It will sort you out. And on that note, we'll see you at King's Place for the London Podcast Festival on Thursday, the 10th of September. Laters.
Laters.